I'd like to call this Board of Supervisor meeting to order. The date is October 24th, and the time is 9:03 a.m. I'm going to ask everyone to please stand. I'm going to ask Annette Patton to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, then remain standing, where we have Pastor Aubrey McCann from the Valley Bible Fellowship, who will provide an invocation.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Or prejudice, but only for the good of the body politic and for the glory of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. We're going to move on to item 3, which is a presentation from Animal Services Director Annette Patton regarding the Stanislaus Animal Services Agency 2016-2017 Annual Report. Good morning, Annette.
Good morning, Board of Supervisors, Chairman Chiesa, CEO Hayes, and County Council Doering. Hey.
Nice.
So we're pretty excited. I want to share, though, some points. On the vaccination clinic, we did hit the highest number, and that was 7,015 animals. And I just really want to explain, that is privately owned animals. That is aside from the shelter animals. We take care of 15,000 animals annually on site as shelter animals. That 7,000 are dog owners like yourselves coming in to get your rabies vaccinations. So that was just a remarkable number that we hit. Dog licenses was the highest number ever. Euthanasia for dogs, that is the lowest recorded euthanasia we've had, that 18%. And that 18% is everything. That includes dogs that get hit by cars that we have to go out and take care of. That is bad dogs that don't belong back out into the community, that I don't want to put back out into the community. That is everything, that number is 18%. It's very transparent. Cats. As you definitely saw at one time 6 years ago, our euthanasia rate for cats was 91%. It was just really astounding. And there's a very difference between dogs and cats. We breed cats here like rabbits, let's just say. I applied recently for a large grant for $600,000, and we are the top three applicants. We just warranted and went through a site visit from Best Friends Animal Society. They flew out here, and we're one of the top three. We're competing against Texas and Louisiana, but we drove around the community and showed her pictures of just the piles of food that feeders are leaving out for cats, and we truly want to discourage that because that just increases cats to reproduce faster at a higher rate. They decided, looking at our numbers, we do annually 2,000 community cat surgeries at our facility and put them back out in the community. They decided we need to do an additional 3,000 on top of that for 3 years to really get the cat population under control. I told her we could not commit to any kind of vet services. So I reached out to our veterinarian community, and we had 8 large veterinarian hospitals in Stanislaus County who are willing to participate in the program and support that 3,000 a year if the grant is awarded. We will find out. We're keeping our fingers crossed, and we'll find out the 1st of November if we are going to be able to secure this grant. Adoptions is becoming very competitive, and I will tell you, I worry as a leader, how can we maintain those numbers? And we are trending, even though last fiscal year, we had the highest number of adoptions, we are 33% above that right now after the first quarter in just adoptions. It's very common on a daily basis for people to be standing in line, because it is first come, first serve to adopt. It's become highly competitive. In fact, this was an example just last week. Our ag commissioner gave me a call and he said, hey, just want to let you know the ag commissioner from Fresno County is coming down to adopt this Yorkshire Terrier you have for adoption. I said, well, tell him not to come because I have somebody at my front door who's been here literally since 4 a.m. to adopt this dog. It's very common for people. It's very competitive. And they're learning basically what we changed this past year is we promote on the website, which is the most searched website under the county, is what day these animals are going to become available. That was the big difference for us as a program. So if you're looking to adopt, you can look and see Fluffy becomes available on Tuesday when we open. So people are lined up. They know when the dogs are becoming available. So it's very competitive now, which is very nice to see. We like to see that. Yesterday when we opened the doors, we had 8 different people looking for 8 different dogs to adopt. So it's very competitive. So there's just so much that has happened this past year. It's hard to summarize it all in just the 3 minutes of the PowerPoint presentation, but there's a lot of good things yet to come, and we're going to be working on increasing this next year our volunteer program and really putting that into place so we can increase our volunteers. We do rely on volunteers. As you saw, we had over 50,000 hours of volunteer time that was logged in, and we could probably increase that by double, actually, if we really improve our program. So any questions about animal services?
Well, who's the grant through? Where are we applying?
Best Friends Animal Society.
And they're funded how? Is it a?
Donations. Foundation, yeah.
That is fantastic. So I know that I had told you and your employees I adopted two kittens at the time. And the volunteer service, they were very patient. I can't remember her name now, the volunteer. Bringing in cats and letting us play in the room with them. And I thought it was very successful. Your staff at the front desk got us in and out quickly. I'm very impressed. I still think if we go back to the Joint Powers Authority, where our partner agencies, the cities and the county go together, we're so much stronger. And because it's a countywide problem, it doesn't do any good if we're enforcing rules just in the county area, or if Modesto's the only one or Turlock's the only one. It's best if it's done equally across all jurisdictions. I know when I looked at the dogs, they were still all pit bulls and chihuahuas. I know we've talked about that. And you have a program, right? You might want to talk about that program really quickly.
We do. We have the pit bull chihuahua program that we have supported through a grant. And basically what it is, if you own a pit bull or chihuahua, you can get it spayed or neutered at no cost. You come in, we administer the rabies vaccination, we give you a certificate that you take to a local veterinarian in Stanislaus County, and then we reimburse them through the grant. Last fiscal year, we spayed and neutered 800 pit bulls through the grant. And this year, beginning July 1st, we've issued already 350 certificates.
Yeah. Real problem. Okay, any other questions? Yeah,
please. A few things. First of all, impressive presentation. I think you significantly raised the bar for all presentations at the county now, even timed with the music. Very impressive. I wanted to ask a little bit. I remember when we first built the shelter and there was a lot of controversy, not only between the cities and the county, but also between the veterinarian community mm-hmm. and the jurisdictions. So how is the relationship with the veterinarian community today? And in particular, while it's a statistic that we should praise, I could see perhaps veterinarians having concern over the fact that we're now vaccinating 7,000 animals. I had to do that last year with our two cats, and was shocked at how much money I had to spend on that. But that could be a significant economic loss to the private sector. So how is that relationship working?
I have a good relationship with veterinarians. In fact, I communicate with them on a regular basis, and we meet once a year annually to discuss any issues that are on the table. I think right now they are keeping very busy with the pit bull chihuahua program, because I truly don't want the business. I am full at the shelter. So I appreciate them wanting to do the spay and neuters. And we definitely encourage individuals to go out and establish that relationship, because even the rabies right now with the vaccination clinics, I would appreciate if they did go establish that relationship with the private veterinarians. We will be coming back to this board to increase our prices, or asking to increase the prices, because our rabies is significantly lower right now than the veterinarian community. So that's something on the horizon. We charge $6. Your average veterinarian is going to charge anywhere from $12 to $15.
Okay, so it sounds like you think what we're providing is additive based on feedback from veterinarians, but also just based on the sheer numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And then just kudos, I want to say, on the pit bull program. I think many people would know I would go much, much further, mm-hmm. but I think it's great what we're doing to at least prevent additional breeding.
Supervisor DeMartini?
Yes, that was a great presentation. Looks like all the numbers are going in the right direction. I was just curious on what we ever did with that space that used to be a house for a veterinarian right in the center of the animal shelter. It hadn't been used for
the clinic.
A few years, yeah. And so what is, have you done anything with that space?
Actually, I had a conversation last week with purchasing, and we're working together to issue another RFP for the space for local veterinarians. There is a lot of interest. I've been contacted by a handful of different veterinarian clinics who are interested in renting the space. So the RFP should go out here very shortly.
Mm. It hasn't been used for a couple of years, has it?
He left, yeah. The previous veterinarian, American Pet Clinic, left approximately a year ago when their contract expired.
Mm. Okay.
Supervisor Withrow.
Great job, Annette, and I guess I want to make a motion to require all future presentations to come with a soundtrack.
it's the script.
Oh, okay.
Rain. That was good music.
Yeah, I knew the name of that song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Great job, Annette. Very good. Good numbers, good results. You're producing well out there. Thank you very much.
CEO Hayes.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for what you've done. You've come a long, long way, as we all on the board here have gone through all this process, and you've led the way, and congratulations. Well done.
Thank you, Chairman Casey. I do want to make just a couple of quick comments. Annette, thank you very much for today's presentation. Excellent job. I did want to highlight a few things along the way from my experience in working with the JPA at the Stanislaus Animal Services Agency. I was fortunate enough to serve as the chair of the JPA, and that's a rotating assignment with other city managers and executives. I believe that this JPA is the lead example in the county of how we can work with our other local government partners to do good things in partnership with the community. Our cost increases at animal services have been very minimal for the last several years. The department has achieved these outcomes without asking for much in the way of additional staff and so forth. And the incremental changes are phenomenal over the last 4 or 5 years. So it's the creativity that has been with Annette's leadership, but they've been really, really pressing for these kinds of results that you see when euthanasia rates for dogs are down to 18% from where we have been as a community before this JPA was established with the new shelter operation is truly, truly amazing. I will tell you that the Animal Services Agency will be going through a strategic planning effort this year, because we need to decide how are we going to resource this operation in the future. They really have gotten everything they can out of that staff, and there's actually a pretty honest recognition that that we need to do something more to support the staff, especially if we expect those trends to continue. So we look forward to figuring out this year and working with our other city partners to do that. And I just once again want to thank Annette and all of our partners that work with us. And the veterinarians are definitely a partnership. I'm glad you mentioned that previously, Supervisor Olson. We actually, in many of the programs that Annette has designed, we've been pushing more of the work outside of the shelter that we can. And we transitioned, I think, our SCAPE program or SCAP program, whatever, mm-hmm. I can't remember that.
You're
yes,
correct.
SCAPE program years ago to leverage the local veterinarians in a way that previously we had not. So we've really designed the operations to try to embrace the energy and the resources of the community, and I think they're just hitting on all cylinders right now. Very, very proud of their work.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Other comments? Anyone in the audience like to comment? All right. Annette, make sure you tell all your staff and all those volunteers how appreciative we are.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you for the presentation. Okay, we're going to move on to item 4. Which is public comment period. It's an opportunity to speak on anything that is not on today's posted agenda. That would be limit your comments to 5 minutes. No rush. Seeing none, going to move on to the consent calendar. We're going to pull item C2 for separate consideration. And would any board member like to pull any other item? Anyone in the audience like to comment on any of the items? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion minus C2.
I will make a motion to approve all consent calendar items with the exception of C2.
We have a motion and we have a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 5-0 on a lackluster vote. Let it be noted. Okay.
If I could, on item C2, I'm going to conflict out on that one. I'm a co-trustee in a trust for which one of the beneficiaries is a shareholder in this corporation. So I will step out for that vote.
Are you looking for a motion?
Well, let the record show that Supervisor Withrow has left the dais. Yes, I will be looking for a motion.
Move to approve item C2.
We have a motion and...
Second.
And a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? 4-0. I see the audience is pretty excited that this is a short meeting. Now we're going to move on to correspondence.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Are there any Board of Supervisor reports? Seeing none, Legislative Fiscal Management Report, CEO Hayes.
Nothing to report today.
Okay, we do have a closed session.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have closed session to have conference with legal counsel to discuss existing litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision D1. This involves one case, County of Stanislaus versus City of Modesto, Stanislaus County Superior Court, case number 667397. We do not expect to report out on this matter, and it's appropriate to ask if there are any public comments prior to adjournment.
Is there anyone that would like to comment? Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned. We'll adjourn to closed session.